From sidelines to the locker room.
This is unlike anything else that's ever happened in franchise history. Now, I know what I'm saying when I say that.
And everything in between.
How many times are you going to come to my press conference late? We got a rule in the team meeting. You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside.
No one covers the team like Jason Wilde.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, but I don't do enough politics.
It's time to get caught up on the green and gold on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
All right, Jason, happy Friday, my friend.
How we doing, everybody?
Everybody here is really, really good. We're better because you're with us. Bears week. It feels different this year, doesn't it? It really means something. You look at the records. It's about playoff position. Here's my question related to all of that. You do the analysis. How good do you believe this Bears team is?
That's a great question. I don't think they're as good as their record indicates they are, but I think they're improved, obviously, under Ben Johnson. And we're going to find out, right? I mean, if they're posers or however you want to view it, we're going to find out on Sunday. 9-3 is their record. Packers are 8-3-1. The winner is going to be in first place after the game in the division. But I think they're a team that has improved. I think they've beaten some teams that were playing their backup quarterbacks. They've won a lot of close games, which usually you kind of split one-score games. They're 6-1 in one-score games. And it's incredible. They actually have only a plus-6 point differential on the entire season. Usually winning teams with a record like that don't have a much better point differential than that.
Well, Micah was the bright spot of the beginning of the season, and it seems like he's really gotten into it and the rivalry. He was he even said a swear word. He said he wants to beat the bleep out of the Bears, the S. He said S.
Yeah, he says more than one, Julia. I'm here to tell you. And as someone who's now doing TV stuff for Channel 3 in Madison, I have to pick my SOTS. I think that's what you were in TV for a long
time,
right?
Sound on tape. Mm-hmm.
SOTS. I have to pick them wisely because he does have a bit of a potty mouth. So yeah, but he's definitely buying in. He's also claiming that he's been disrespected, which is I think probably just a motivational tool that he's conjuring up. But he has been everything they could have asked for. He's been really impressive, and obviously the Packers are excited about the way he's played.
Jason Wilde is with us on WTMJ. So, Jason, if Matt LaFleur takes his shirt off this weekend during or after the Packers game at the Bears against the Bears, Sherpers will give away $10 gift cards, which, by the way, is a great stocking stuffer. You know Matt LaFleur. What are the chances Matt LaFleur would ever entertain taking his shirt off when there's a video camera around?
I will never say never about anything, but as close as I can get to never, I'm going never. I do not see that as likely, although I know this all springs from Ben Johnson
right
doing it last week and everybody in Chicago getting free hot dogs from the Wiener Circle. So I can, if you'd like. Would it help everyone? I could text Matt and say, hey, there's a lot of people counting on you taking off your shirt. I'm not sure that's going to help your chances, though.
Yeah, Julia just makes a great point.
Sorry.
She's holding up a picture of Matt LaFleur.
His pecs through the shirt. Look at that.
He's ripped. Ben Johnson's got nothing on our guy.
He's really, honestly, LaFleur is very good looking.
All right, Julia, we get it. We get it. He's very handsome. We understand.
I would love for him to do that.
You are scrolling through your phone.
I Googled Matt LaFleur's shirt off. I'm going to get written up.
I'm going to have to call HR.
I hope he does. He looks so good. You know he tans.
Did you know, he actually mentioned this in a production meeting with Tom Brady, and Brady mentioned it on the air. He spends $100 a week on his appearance. Haircut, eyebrows, I assume some sort of spray tan.
Wow.
I think he waxes his chest. I do. He should take his top off. Why?
Yeah.
Why not?
You heard it here, Matt.
Why not?
Let him know, Jason, on that hot text chain that Julia wants the shirt off.
It'll be my screensaver.
I will. Yes, that's really all it comes down to. I will make sure I pass that along. I make no promises.
Merry Christmas to Julia. Matt took his shirt off. So here's something we're actually working on. We're breaking this news right now. We're working on a giveaway, our own gift cards, the Wisconsin Afternoon News version. If Jason Wilde takes off his shirt at Lambeau Field and it gets posted on social media on Sunday, we're going to give away our own gift cards.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that one I can absolutely assure you is a 100% not. I just was shooting my stand-ups, and I'm not an experienced TV person by any means. But, man, once you start to get cold and your lips start to freeze up a little bit, it's really hard to put together a logical sentence.
Okay.
And so it was a real struggle.
Now, Jason, every man has his price. I have my price on every single thing in the world except for my wife and my children. What would it take for you to take your shirt off? How much to your favorite charity? How much to your kids' college fund? Every man has his price.
John, what would it be for you?
In a setting like Jason, first off, I'm not as esteemed as Jason Wilde, and I don't get to do the cool things he does. But I'd say for $100,000, if I was in Jason's
100?
Position, I'd take my shirt
what?
Off.
What? Yeah. I would think like five.
Five? What about you, Wilde?
I'll take the $100,000. Sure, that favorite charity would be the girls' college fund. So
see?
Yeah, I don't. First of all, no one is paying that for me. Like no one is like Julia planning on that as being their screensaver. Let's all be honest here.
Mrs. Wilde, maybe.
Yes, there you go.
No, not her either, frankly. I can tell you that.
Hey, follow Jason, by the way, on ESPN, Wilde and Tausch, 9 a.m. to noon. Fantastic show. It's insightful. It's funny. I always check it out. And his work also at Channel 3000. You are the best, Jason. Thanks for keeping your shirt on. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Take care. Be good.